What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Here we are back on the air again. Hello, I'm Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
And Ashley Miller's here today. She is our office manager in our Blairsville location.
Hi.
So today we're talking about boats. It's a good time of year to think about that. People are getting back on the lake and have been back on the lake. Or talk about, you know, what kind of insurance you would want to think about when you own a boat. Last week's show, we talked about the personal umbrella policy. We spent 2 weeks talking about that.
Yes.
And our mantra is, you don't have to be a millionaire to be sued like one, correct?
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Just going back in the recap shortly about that, we were at a meeting yesterday, and we had a gentleman tell us that his umbrella had really gone up in premium.
Yes.
He lives in Sandy Springs, and he said, man, it's like $1,000 now. So we're seeing the cost of umbrella to increase, along with the availability of getting an umbrella over, say, $1 million, is becoming more restricted.
He also had more than $1 million, which was the difference, too.
Yeah, I think he, this guy was doing pretty well.
Yeah. That's why his was more than that.
Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah, a lot more assets.
We did have the show last week. We talked about the umbrella. Ashley, are you seeing that too when you're quoting the prices are going up some on the umbrella a little bit? Have you noticed a big difference yet, or is it still
they're a little bit higher than a couple of years ago, but they're still very reasonable if you're just a typical everyday, have a few cars, maybe a boat and a home. The premium for the year, it's worth spending the money for.
But buy the umbrella, or at least get a quote. Have your agent get you a quote. Okay, so I went online, and this is my big source of information, I guess. It's called the internet, and so I can get lots of things off that. In 2019, the U.S. Coast Guard reports there were 4,168 boating accidents. So there were, in those accidents, there were 613 deaths, 2,559 injuries, and approximately $55 million in property damage as a result of recreational boating activities. That was 2019. Most boating accidents are caused by, you know, sometimes alcohol is a big contributor, just like it is in a vehicle. Mm-hmm. Same situation. I think that you guys think that there's probably maybe people feel more lax about drinking alcohol on a boat than they would in a car. What do you think about that?
I don't think people think of it as the same thing because there's not roads, you know.
Right.
But it basically is.
Yeah, and it's summertime and it's hot and they're relaxing on their boat, you know, trying to enjoy themselves. Whereas a car, 9 times out of 10, you're trying to get to work.
Correct.
Trying to get from one place to
the other. Do you have a boat, Ashley? Do you do any boating? Or?
We do have a boat, a small fishing boat. My husband likes to fish.
Okay. Do you go with him?
Occasionally. Not a big fisher.
Well, I've got a little boating story about happened with a husband and wife coming up in a minute. But Jeremy that works with us, he's an avid fisherman. I had to like take a lure one time. He said, hey, can you take this lure to Hayes, want to give it to somebody? And so I took a lure he had, I guess, fished with, and we took it over there. So a lot of people do boating. Kathy and I used to live on a lake, sort of on the lake, because our property was backed up to the wildlife property, and so the lake was down behind our house. And we've talked about how the what we hear in the mornings, Kathy, in the Saturday mornings.
When there was a fishing tournament, all you hear is all these, like early in the morning, you'd be laying in bed and you hear all these motors going, you know, all the way, you know, oh, they're having a boating.
It was an alarm.
It was like, oh, we don't get to sleep in, do we?
No. So, yeah. The boats were definitely.
You know, your jet skis and boats going.
Yeah. So who used to own the jet ski?
Me.
So what, tell about your jet ski. What did you do?
What do you mean?
Well, you were in Florida and you brought it up here.
Yes.
And you had a little more freedom, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Yes.
What happened?
Well, we, in Florida, there's a lot of currents and in the intercoastal area, so you didn't really get to open it up much. So I decided when I got up here, I could, you know, I was able to open it up. So.
This was called the crotch rocket model,
it
correct?
It was 65 miles per hour. It was pretty fast. Wow. Yeah, I opened it up and it was.
What was it? What kind of was it?
It was a Kawasaki ZXI 1100.
So it was like a motorcycle on the lake.
Yeah.
Like a fast one.
It was fast.
Yeah. So you I guess decided you want to get the boat, or I mean the jet ski. Mm-hmm. And when you brought it up here, I guess you had insurance, correct?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So you got a policy. Allstate. Yeah. So what happened when you opened it up?
It was a lot faster than I thought.
And where did you go?
Our cousins were going too, so we kind of I pulled the wheel like I typically do, because that's what you have to do in Florida to get it to turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I went flying a little bit.
So you went one way, and the jet ski went another way.
Yeah. That was the first and only time I ever did that. So, yeah.
Well, okay, so I got on it too. Kathy let me drive it, and I did the same thing. I turned it too fast. Next thing I knew, I was in water.
It was really fast.
Yeah. I didn't think I was even doing that fast, really.
Yeah, it could pull you.
That thing was quite a thing, and you know, it was only, you could only ride one person on it. It wouldn't really ride two people. It was like but that thing was,
I used to have two people on it here and there, but it wasn't extremely stable at the time. It's an older one back then.
You got attacked by a porpoise, correct?
I didn't.
How'd that go?
Well, we just were out there in the Gulf, and my cousin, who is from Brooksville, he had never been really out on a jet ski before in the water out in the coast or on the Gulf, so we went out, and we were just jumping off, kind of swimming around, and this fin comes up, and his eyes got as big as a turnip, and I was just laughing because I knew it was a porpoise, but he thought it was a shark, and he was freaking out and trying to get up on it, and it was really quite.
Well, he's trying to save you, wasn't he?
Well, he was trying to push me up, and the more he tried to push me up because thought it was a shark, the more I laughed, and I couldn't get on the jet ski. It was really funny. What is wrong with you?
The porpoise had that rolling.
It was a porpoise, and I knew it was, and he didn't because he wasn't familiarized with the water I was.
So you've never seen the Lake Chateau porpoise.
No, no porpoises in there.
Where do you boat, Ashley? Do you go to Notley?
No, we usually go over to Raven County, or Tyler does a lot in Tennessee, because that's where the striper fishing is better, he says.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, it's a great thing. I mean, I own a boat. Of course, they say, what are the two best days with a boat? Do you know?
When you buy it and when you sell it.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about next show about renting a boat. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a lot of people that could be a good alternative to buying a boat is just go rent one.
Yes.
Guess which state ranks nationwide as the number one recreational boating accidents? What state would have the most boat accidents?
I have no idea.
Think about it.
Florida.
Mm-hmm. That is number one in the country with the most accidents. Number two is, guess where? California.
Okay.
So I knew Arizona would not make the list.
No.
But so North Carolina is actually surprisingly number four.
Really?
So yeah. So they had this report here says, I guess it comes from the Coast Guard, 162 accidents and almost $1.5 million in property damage to the boats.
Oh, wow.
90 people were injured, 20 deaths.
Wow.
That's sad.
That is sad.
You know, sometimes it's going to be a drowning situation because, you know, if you're in an accident, you know, people, you know, you're locked in your car, you have a fender bender, or you're knocked out in the car, you're going to be okay as far as hopefully. But, you know, when you're, water is dangerous. It looks placid, looks beautiful, but it is deadly.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia is number seven. They didn't make the list as far as accidents. They made the list as number seven in watercraft thefts.
Oh, wow.
So they had 170. Can you guys remember any claims that we've had with a watercraft, with a boat?
Thankfully, as long as I've been with the agency, I have never ran across that. Yeah. So we lucked up in our little area over here.
We've had some. You know, and we'll talk about that, some more claims situations. Some of these are kind of funny. But we've had, you know, you got to think about, I'll rehash this again, but, you know, your boat and your trailer is not the same thing. Your trailer is a trailer and your boat's a boat.
Right.
So you're going to have to have coverage for both.
Yes.
Yeah. And your trailer is going to have a tag on it, whereas
and then
a boat.
Your boat, also your motor is usually separate because motors can actually toss cost more than the actual boat.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we will be back after the break talking about boats. Again, this is Mark Moore, Kathy Moore, and Ashley Miller on Peace of Mind on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore. I'm here with my husband, Mark Moore, and Ashley Miller. He's from our Blairsville office. She's our assistant manager over there at that office. You can tell, I wanted to tell you where we're located. We're located in Hayesville. More Insurance Services is located in Hayesville. Come by and see Mandy and Amy and Michelle. Hiawassee, go by and see Joanne and Rose. We're next to the hospital in the red brick building there called Town Trace. And in Blairsville, come and see us over there and see Ashley across from Home Depot and the South State Bank. You can also find us online at www.more-insurance.com or on Facebook. Peace of Mind radio shows have now been added to our website. So come by, and if you missed one, you can listen to them. Also, you can get a quote on there. So if you want to request a quote, please do so. Also, we have two other locations. One is in Murphy, North Carolina, past Arby's on Highway 64 West, and that's called Mountain Insurance, a division of Moore Insurance. Come by and see Emily and Velda there. And then we have our last location, which is Moore Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's located between United Community Bank and Burger King. Come by and see Kathy Hunter, Robert Bennett, and Jeremy Payne. Please like us on Facebook, and of course, call us to ask for a quote.
Well, it's amazing you can get on our website now.
Yay.
And that's, yeah. I guess we're having people go inside, mm-hmm. and
yes.
You end up getting an email, don't you, or they fill out the information?
Yes, I get an email saying that someone has gone on there, and then we, of course, contact them to reach out to them.
So you sign it out to mm-hmm. an agent to go talk
based on, like, it's important if they say if it's North Carolina or Georgia or, you know, where they're located, because that helps us in determining who's going to handle that.
Yeah, so we have five locations, so if somebody was living in Blue Ridge, we wouldn't want to send it to Murphy. Or,
correct. You know, exactly. But, well, I mean, we can write all of our offices. We can write both states. Everyone's licensed.
Yeah, unless they ask for a specific person sometimes. Yes. So today, again, I'm Mark Moore, Kathy Moore, Ashley Miller. We're independent agents and brokers. So we're talking about boats today. Mm-hmm. Like I said earlier, it's a good time. Let's think about that now. It's summertime, and yes. People are hitting the lake and going on vacation, and you know, boats are a lot of fun, but a lot of times insurance kind of kills the fun, right?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I had some examples of some boat claims, and this is like the Hall of Fame for quotes or claims that's happened in a boat. One of them is Davy Jones meets Casey Jones. So I'm going to go talk about this claim. This is a side note. We just got back from Tennessee. I would like to acknowledge that Kathy's 96-year-old grandmother did pass away. Her grandfather was a independent agent in Tennessee as well, and also in Florida. So we were out in Jackson, Tennessee, where they're from, and we did go to the Casey Jones Diner.
For
our son loves Casey Jones.
He loves trains.
Yeah, so this, I thought it was very humorous the way they had tied in Davy Jones and Casey Jones. I don't know what Davy Jones is. I know it's on the Pirates of the Caribbean or whatever, yes. But you always think about Casey Jones, you know, the train operator versus. So what happened was a small powerboat was heading across a lake in upstate New York when the skipper turned the helm over to a guest and went below for a few minutes. Uh-oh, you know what's happening here, right? Mm-hmm. His instructions to the person was given the clearance to drive said just head toward the light. And he was referring to a lighting marker at the channel. Now, this was obviously at nighttime. So the guest did what he did, and he headed towards the light. Well, moments later, the boat bounced off the bottom, took to the air briefly, and came to an abrupt halt. The skipper stumbled up from below, and both men peered over the side of the boat, expecting to see a sandbar or maybe a jetty. Instead, they saw the dim outline of several railroad tracks. So, guess what the light was?
The train.
The train, yes. So, the stunned skipper and the guests had looked up and saw the light they were headed for on the back of a train disappearing in the darkness. So evidently, moments later, another train came, or I guess it was not good. So that was the Davy Jones versus the Casey Jones claim. Another one was there was a couple, quote, lounging on the swim step of their 30-foot cruiser, and they were suddenly toppled overboard, apparently by a wave. They weren't wearing life jackets, and the boat slowly, I guess, moved away from them while their dog was watching them. So guess who became the skipper of the boat?
The dog.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So they both had to be rescued by the Coast Guard. The dog, a picture of a dog where it was being rescued as long as the couple. So it was now drifting somewhere in the Gulf of Mexico, skippered by a 3-year-old mixed breed dog that did have limited boating experience. So that was
that
claim.
Makes a difference, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yeah.
As opposed to have not any.
Yeah, here's one for the ladies. A man in Minnesota was planning to spend his weekend hunting. So I actually don't hunt, but did your husband hunt?
Yes.
Yes,
so, and my boys.
Yeah, so hunting season, we had some tenants from Florida in our building that were doing some remodeling in November. And I said to them, you know that you won't get this job done. They're like, what do you mean? I said, it's hunting season. And they were kind of looking at me like, is he serious? Like, yes, I am serious. When November rolls around, getting a contractor come out is going to be very unlikely. So anyway, I guess this husband was going to go hunting. He was heading out the door with his buddies. How's that going to be, right? So that's and leaving the wife behind. The wife asked when he was going to winterize the boat. Okay, this is great. The man put his arm around her and said, honey, I think of it as our boat. Would you do it? So basically, he's taking off hunting. Since it's, quote, our boat, it's her time to winterize a boat. Mm. Now, I don't winterize a boat, but I winterize a jet ski. Do you do that, Kathy, or I do it?
I did it.
You winterize the boat? Or the jet ski?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm talking about the RV.
Oh, the RV. You said jet ski.
Well, I meant to say RV.
Yeah, RV. No, I have not done that.
So I do that. That's my job, right?
That's your job.
What's the normal job I've got? Taking the trash
garbage
out.
Job.
Yeah, so I'm the garbage. Yeah,
he does so much.
Yeah. So anyway, so this wife decided to not winterize the boat, but she poured kerosene in the bilge and tossed in a match. And they had a copy or picture of the burned boat where she basically just torched it. Now,
she wasn't happy. He was going hunting, I guess.
I don't know.
Or
so surprisingly,
get on that job. Yeah.
Shocker, the couple is no longer married.
Right, I would think not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you come between a man and his boat, that could be bad, correct?
Yeah.
It could be. My husband wears a shirt that says, I love it when my wife lets me go fishing. So that's how serious they take it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, the wife had a quote, winterizing shortcut.
Yeah, I guess
so. That solved the problem.
Let's not do that. We're not encouraging you to
now, as you can expect, will this be a covered loss?
No.
It was intentional.
It's intentional.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, so he had no insurance as well.
Yes. Oh, boy. So they get to eat that one.
Mm. Here's a question. Can you use your home insurance if your boat damaged? So Kathy has a, there's going to be some limited coverage that you can get with your homeowner insurance.
Yes.
However, we would not necessarily, I mean, you can do it, but I'm talking about without having to actually, you want to actually physically add the boat to your policy.
Correct.
But talk about the types of limitations you have if you don't add your boat, Kathy. This is talking about what size boats for different ones that you would have
types of watercraft. So the watercraft liability coverage under a homeowner's policy and also includes any stored watercraft as liability coverage.
Yeah, if it's stored, you have full liability.
You have
no limitations.
But when you rent or have, or actually inboard, outboard, if you own it, there is coverage on your homeowner's policy for liability.
But
if you rent it,
it's 25
no
horsepower.
Yeah, but it also the outboard, if you have less than 25 total horsepower or less or newly acquired, no horsepower is a restriction.
Yep. So what we're talking about is, you can get coverage for like a smaller boat.
Correct.
I mean, so think about 25 horsepower or think about less than 26 feet.
Right.
That's
going to
be.
And then a sailboat is also, you can get coverage, but it has to be less than
26
feet.
We have some sailboats here, don't we?
Not many.
I've seen them in the lake here and there.
Right.
But just keep in mind, you need to call your agent if you have a boat, and we would recommend either getting a separate policy that's specific for the boat called a boat owner's policy.
Correct. Yes.
Or you can add it to your homeowner's policy.
If it fits that criteria, which a lot of them don't.
Well, but you, but when you itemize it, the criteria goes away because you're actually getting coverage for the boat. So you want to be sure that you the boat that you have is going to be something that you can either add in your policy. Don't try to jet skis are another thing. I've got some companies will add them, but generally they're not.
Yes.
Okay, so we've been talking about boats today. Our next show, we're going to talk about what happens when you rent a boat. Again, this is Mark Moore, Kathy Moore, and Ashley Miller on WGR. We're talking the mountains on Peace of Mind.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.